Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's great to be together on Christmas Eve, isn't it? The fourth Sunday of Advent, the day when we come together pre-Christmas to celebrate a day closer to when we celebrate, obviously, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, we're going to light four candles. Ooh. Okay. Handles for forks, four candles. Okay. Do I have a volunteer that would like to come and light a candle? Come on, you three. Yeah, you can come. Come this side, guys. Four, excellent. Brilliant. All right, you hold that for me. We'll try not to burn the place down, yeah? Super-de-duper, right. Come together. Right, we're all going to blow this one out together. You ready? Gather around. Ready? After three, we're going to blow. Ready? One, two, three. Fantastic. Right, you can go sit down. Thank you very much. Go sit down. You can go sit down again. Right, let's just come together and let's just open ourselves and we're going to just pray this morning before we sing a couple of songs. Loving Father, help us this day to remember the birth of Jesus. Thank you that you came to this earth with a plan for our salvation. We rejoice today in the excitement that is Christmas. Not in all the secular commercialization, but in the true celebration of your coming, Jesus, to be with us. You are indeed wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And now may we share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Meet with us as we celebrate together. In your mighty name we ask it. Amen. So we're going to celebrate, stand and sing a couple of opening songs together. An old one and a new one. So let's stand and we'll sing our first song, celebrating the gift of love.
Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate and sing. Celebrate and sing to the King. Come on and celebrate, celebrate.
We're going to sing a new one now that some of you may know. All the Earth Was Waiting. You'll soon pick it up. It's a fairly easy tune. Let's sing this together. Thanks, guys. Annalise is now coming to share our fourth set of Advent prayers with us. Thank you, Annalisa.
Our prayer focus today is to reflect on the meaning of the gift of salvation received at Christmas through Jesus, and how it changes not only our lives, but the lives of all who receive it. Romans 8, verse 2 says, "Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death." Today, think about the gifts that are given and received at Christmas. Consider the real gift of salvation, available to us not only at Christmas, but all year through, because of Jesus. Hopefully you all got a heart as you arrived. You need that now. If you didn't, there's some extras in the bowl. Hold the heart in your hands and reflect on the gift that God gave you in Jesus and all that it means to you. Offer a prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God. Consider someone in your life with whom you would like to share the gift of Jesus. Write their name or names on the heart. If you wish to ask Jesus into your life this Christmas, then write your own name. Once you have written the name, please bring the heart forward and add it onto our prayer tree. Today we fill our prayers with love. Let us pray. Today, Lord Jesus, help us to love others the way that you love us. Teach us to love unconditionally the way you did when you took up the cross and died because you love us. We give thanks to you, God, because your steadfast love endures forever. This Christmas, Lord, we ask you to guide us and help us to love one another. Help us to be people who put you and others first. Today we ask you to fill us with your love and your peace as we walk with you. We take time now to raise the names of those that are on our hearts today. We lift up those who are ill this Christmas. We lift up those who grieve this Christmas. We lift up those who are lonely this Christmas. We lift up those who are facing uncertainty in their lives this Christmas. We lift up those situations that play on our minds that are out of our control this Christmas. We lift up our church family and all those who worship you today. You know the things we are facing and all today and in the coming days. We ask that you are with us. We lift up our local community, our country, and the situations that are on our hearts this Christmas. Father God, thank you that when we pray to you, you hear our prayers. Thank you for the gift of love. We pray that you would guide us and use us to share your love with others this Christmas. We pray that this Christmas your love will shine through. We will be filled with joy for all the blessings you bestow. Fill us with your peace this Christmas as we place our hope in you. We thank you that you came to earth as a baby and you died to save us. May we remember the true meaning of Christmas this week. And now we'll join together to say the words that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Christmas is a special time. And one thing, of course, we know about Christmas, it's these. Who likes presents? Okay, so I thought this morning we would just do something a little bit different. And we're going to do a variation on Pass the Parcel this morning. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to hand this present to somebody, and they're going to unwrap one layer, and inside is something for you and something for all of us, okay? So what you need to do, you need to unwrap a layer. You can keep what's inside for you, and the other thing that's inside I want you to bring up here, and we're going to stick it to the wall, all right? Now, there's only one rule. Other than unwrapping one layer, when you've unwrapped your layer, you've got to take the parcel and then give it to somebody else. All right? And to start with, that somebody else must be below the age of 20. All right? And we'll see how we go when we get through. Don't worry, adults. There's loads of layers. You'll be fine. All right? So no pretending. Okay, so so here comes the first layer. So if you want to unwrap the first layer, rip it off. And you'll soon see how this is going to work. Keep ripping. You'll find the next layer will be in a different type of paper, so keep going. So hopefully there's something in there for you and something in there for me. Brilliant. Okay, so you need to come and bring that piece up with me. And as you go, grab the parcel and give it to somebody else who's not in your family, okay? Someone who's not in your family who's below the age of 20. So see who you can see. Pass it on. That's it. Brilliant. Excellent. Well done. And you bring that up here. That's fantastic. And I need that, and we shall stick it on the wall, shall we? Do you want to stick it up there for me? Can you reach nice and high? As high as you can get it. Up there. Can you get it there? Fantastic. Excellent. That's good. Right. Okay, so Neve's got a layer. Okay, pass it on, Neve. Lovely. Okay, what have you got, Neve? You got a letter? That's good. What letter have you got, Neve? You've got an O. Fantastic. Do you want to stick it next to the other letter? Cool. Fantastic. So that's two letters. How are we doing? Ho, as in ho, ho, ho. Four candles, yeah. Okay, so, how are we doing? So if you want to bring the letter and give it to some parcel, you've got to grab the parcel. Who are you going to give it to? Someone who hasn't had a go, who's below the age of 20, who can you give it to? Oh, okay, this will be interesting. Can I have the next letter? You might need some help with this one. Thank you very much. We'll put this one up next to the next letter. So we've gone from ho, ho, ho to hop, hop, hop. Noah needs some help. Go on, Noah. Go on, Noah. Rip it, Noah. Go for it. It's very good. Okay, what we got, Noah? Have you got a letter? You got that for me? Thank you very much. Okay. Right, whoever's got the parcel now, if you can just hold on to it just for a second. Just don't unwrap just for a minute, because we have our first word. And our first word is...
hope.
Hope, very good. And here's something an angel said. And it's all about angels this morning. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. God provides hope for a dying world in his Son Jesus. God's kingdom will never end. This is something that we can hold on to. In all the uncertainty of life, the one constant, the one hope is Jesus. How does that song go? We have a hope that is steadfast and certain, gone through the curtain and touching the throne. We have a priest who is there interceding, pouring his grace on our lives day by day. Now, I don't know what your hopes are for this coming year. Maybe it's seeing Manchester United taking top spot in the Premier League. Fat chance. Not much hope there. Or maybe it's a hope to get that Aston Martin, which is always at the top, as you know, of my Christmas list. Not much hope there either. But when we put all our hope in Jesus, that's a different story. The hope he provides will never, ever, ever disappoint. He will never let you or I down. So that's our first word, hope. Right, let's continue with our parcel. I know you're eager. Unwrap a layer and let's see what we've got next. Go, go, go. Wrap, unwrap, unwrap, unwrap. What have we got? Another letter. Oh, fantastic. That's good. You're going to pass me the letter? That would be great. Thank you. Do you want to pass the parcel to somebody else who hasn't had a go yet? Right. So, beginning our second word. Okay, unwrap, unwrap. Quicker, quicker, quicker. Otherwise, we'll be here till midday. Gone. What have we got? Another letter for me? Thank you very much. That's lovely. Do you want to pass that parcel? Who's eager to give that to? Who hasn't had a go yet? Below the age of 20? We've got an E. Stuff. Unwrap, unwrap, unwrap. Let's go, go, go. Some of you may know where we're going already. No surprises, really. Okay, so do I have a letter? And you're going to pass the parcel on? Bring the letter as we go. Whoa, look at that. Fantastic. Unwrap, unwrap, unwrap. Thank you very much. Okay, so we've got our third letter in our second word. How are we doing? Looking good. Talk amongst yourselves, folks. Could be a while. Excellent. Looks like we've got another letter. Looking good. Anyone give me the letter? Thank you very much. And who are you going to pass the parcel on to? Someone who hasn't had a go yet? Hand in the air if you're under 20 and haven't had a go. So we know who hasn't had a go yet. Ah, Sophie's got a letter. Okay, cool. Thank you, Sophie. And if you just hang on to that parcel just for a second for me, that'd be great before you pass it on. Okay, so we have our second word. Our second word is
peace.
And again, something else. The angel said, suddenly, the angel that spoke to the shepherds was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Jesus is Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Jesus is the giver of peace. In John's Gospel, John recalls Jesus himself as saying, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Comforting to know that in the chaos of everything going on around us, especially at this time of year, we can rest in the peace that Jesus offers. The angels sang it over the shepherds. Glory to God and peace on earth was their song. So let's remember to also give God the glory and honor due to him for all he has done for us. Now, before we get to our next word, we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song, Silent Night. Holy night. Before we get back to unwrapping. Thank you, Brian. Let's stand and let's sing Silent Night together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take your seats. Right, Sophie, pass that present on. Who hasn't had a go yet? Okay, unwrap, unwrap. Okay, so we've had hope, we've had peace, and now we're going to come up with something else that the angels said. Hopefully we're going to have another letter. Okay, so we've got a letter. Thank you very much. Pass the parcel. Who hasn't had a go yet? If you're under 20, put your hand in the air if you haven't had a go yet. This guy's over here. We're keeping a note. Okay, we've got a J. Jonathan, another letter. Thank you very much. Hand in the air if you're under 20 and haven't had a go yet. Where we're looking, somewhere in there, I think. Yes, 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 yes. Good. Okay. Okay, after another letter. I think many of you are going to guess what this next word is. Yeah, I think if you're under 20, you've all had a go now, haven't you? Oh, no? Oh, no. Okay, there's one more. Hands in the air if you haven't had a go. You're under 20. Oh, look at that over there. Right, hang on to that for a minute, Reese, because we've got our third word. Our third word is...
joy.
Joy. And, of course, the angel said, don't be afraid. The angel said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Good news of great joy. There's an inner happiness that is only found in Jesus. For all the world has to offer is only temporary. We can spend a lifetime chasing the next happy moment, but it doesn't last. Only in our faithful Saviour Jesus can we find true, lasting joy. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow. This old hymn has the words, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine, O dear, presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So that's our third word, joy. Now we're going to get to our final word. Okay, Reese is going to give us a letter, I hope, for our final word for this morning. I now think everyone below 20 has had a go. So, Reese, you can now give it to anybody you like who hasn't had a go. Who's got it? Oh, okay. Simon, thank you. Lovely. Oh. I get in there? Thank you very much. There's going to be one more, I think. Who's going to have the next? Ray's got one last. Okay, Ray. Bring the present with you, Ray. Thank you. I've got the last letter. Thank you. Right, the very last letter of our fourth word is coming up here. And the word we're looking for is, of course, the word love. A note. We haven't finished yet, but I'm not going to let anybody else unwrap this layer because I know what's coming, okay? So if you're under 20, at the end of the service, come up and we're going to unwrap the last layer and share the insides together, all right? So if you're under 20 and you want to help with the last layer, come and see me after the service, okay? So our last word, love. And we've got an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, if you remember. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And there's a song that says, such love. Pure as the whitest snow, such love weeps for the shame I know. Such love paying the debt I owe. O Jesus, such love. Such love stilling my restlessness. Such love filling my emptiness. Such love showing me holiness. O Jesus, such love. Such love springs from eternity. Such love streaming through history. Such love, fountain of life to me. Oh, Jesus, such love. And I thought this morning we could watch a bit of the Christmas story. And we're going to watch it with Chris and Joy and Gizmo, if you know those three characters. They are from Superbook, and we're going to jump into this story just like Joy and Chris and Gizmo have jumped into the Christmas story. We're going to pick it up as Mary and Joseph and the three are entering Bethlehem. Now, I want you to watch and listen very carefully because, as always, there's going to be a quiz after this to make sure you've been watching and listening. Okay, so got to watch, got to listen, then I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay, so here we go. I was going to play, I hope.
Uh-oh, here comes the truck.
Is this your wife?
No problem here. We're fine. All fine.
When is she due to have the child?
Soon.
Try the last tent down the road. I hear they have room. Perhaps you can stay the night.
Thank you.
See? Now the Romans know where she is.
Chris, for the last time, God is not going to let anything bad happen at the birth of his son.
How many times do I have to say it? My room is taken.
I shall inform Mary.
Oh, you! How can you send them away? They're going to have a baby tonight.
Please, I do not mean to be harsh, but with all the travelers, there's nowhere left to stay. All I have is a stable out back for oxen.
A stable?
by that cliff. You and your family can stay there.
You want the savior of the world to be born in a stable?
History's in the making, mister. You got a chance to really step up here, but instead...
It has walls and a roof. Do you want it or not?
Do you know who Mary and Joseph are?
That baby they're gonna have...
What, am I speaking a foreign language?
We'll take it.
This is where the Son of God is going to be born.
Joy, Chris.
Oh, the baby. He's coming. Oh.
There are blankets on the back of the donkey. We'll need some clean water.
A lake, anything. I just don't want to go back to town near that well with the soldiers.
What is the matter, Chris?
Isn't this bothering anyone else but me?
What? Trying to find water for Mary and Joseph?
No, I mean all of this. I want to help. I want to believe, but if Mary's really giving birth to the Son of God, why isn't God helping us even a little bit, Joy?
Sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
As do we.
Joseph was right. God's plan did come to be. Not in the way anyone expected.
But just the way God meant for it to happen.
This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son for all people.
Okay, so, question number one then, if you were listening very closely. In this story, what was Mary and Joseph traveling on? Very good, a donkey. Brilliant. Okay, question number two, here we go. According to the innkeeper, why was there no rooms? Yeah, due to all the travellers arriving for the census, that's right, very good. Where did Mary and Joseph eventually end up staying? In a stable, very good. How many sheep? I told you needed to be watching, you see. How many sheep were living in the stable? How many? Very good, like it. Okay, so you were watching, excellent. When Chris sat down on the hillside, what did he say God wasn't doing? Do you remember? Very good. Yes, he said God wasn't helping them, even a little bit. How many shepherds were on the hillside? Three and a boy. Well, okay. I've put four shepherds, but yeah, if you like, three and a boy, you can have that. What did the angel tell? Who did the angel tell the shepherds had been born? Those of you know the story? Who did the angel tell the shepherds had been born? Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, were the exact words that the angel said. But obviously Jesus had been born. Do you remember what the angel in heaven said, who blew the trumpet? Jesus had been born. Come, let us adore him. That's right. Very good. How many angels descend and land in the place where Mary and Joseph stayed? According to that, three. Very good. And this is the most difficult, but the most important question of the whole story. What was the message conveyed at the end by the narrator? What did he say? I don't expect you to get it exactly word for word, because... This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son for all people. Christmas is a story of love. In fact, the whole of Jesus is actually a story about pure love. A love so deep, so high, so wide, you cannot get under it, over it, or around it. It's a love unfathomable and incomprehensible, shown and poured out for you and for me. That's the true purpose of Christmas. And just in case you haven't quite grasped it yet, here's a slightly different view, a different take on love, a paraphrase.
If I bake a Christmas cake and dozens of mince pies, but have not love, I'm just another harassed housewife. If I decorate my house with outdoor fairy lights and a twinkling Christmas tree, but have not love, I'm just wasting electricity for no reason. If I write 100 Christmas cards and stick a newsletter in each one, but have not love, I only gain writer's cramp. Love stops baking to phone a friend in need. Love stops decorating to hug a child. Love stops shopping to visit a lonely neighbour. Love does not envy the colour-coordinated Christmas decorations in another's house, nor the neatly wrapped presents under a neighbour's tree. Love does not write vain Christmas letters boasting of this year's achievements. Love does not just send cards to those who can return the favour. Love does not only buy presents for those who can return the favour. Love does not work out how much a friend will spend on you and then seek not to spend a penny more. Love knows the joy of giving without counting the cost. Love is patient when faced with a queue at the post office and smiles at those sharing the experience. Love does not get angry and shout at the kids to stay out of the way. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Computer games break. Chocolates soon vanish. Christmas trees drop their leaves. But the gift of love endures forever. Love is not just for Christmas. It lasts the whole year through. Christ is not just for Christmas. He wants to stay with you forever.
This is real love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So remember this year, in all the things that you do and get up to at Christmas, eating, drinking, spending time with family, friends, unwrapping presents, remember that real love is only found in Jesus. Amen. We're going to stand and sing our final song this morning. It's a tune that you'll know really, really well, but slightly different words. To the tune, Crown Him with Many Crowns, we're going to sing a Christmas version this morning. And don't get caught out by the last verse, okay? All right. Thank you, Brian. Let us go singing a song to the God of our salvation. Sing of mighty deeds and glory. Join the heavenly chorus and sing glory to God in highest heaven and on earth peace. sing of God's salvation from day to day. And may the God of Advent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain with you all now and always. Amen.